Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Godfather of Soul, the great, the late James Brown, bringing this back. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. I'm very excited about continuing our visit with Governor Pete DuPont, the chairman of the National Center for Policy Analysis, ncpa.org, organization I've been telling you about for a long time. And interestingly enough, we talked about healthcare, Governor, in the previous segment. And the founder of NCPA, John Goodman, was the guy who invented health savings accounts, medical savings accounts, that then became health savings accounts, HSAs.
Well, that's correct. And John, he's written four or five books, mostly focusing on how healthcare ought to be improved, how it can be paid for, and so on and so forth. He's very good on the subject, and he'd have dozens of amendments to the healthcare bill to try to fix it.
There are a lot. Well, again, though, I still don't think we should fix it. I think we rip it out by the roots and start over. And there have been plenty of things. Let me tell you something, folks. Governor DuPont, I could, in my limited knowledge about the whole topic, I could give them enough amendments to fix it, I think,
to
create a new one. But I want to change subjects quickly and go to this last election. I keep reminding people that the results of the last election in November was nothing less than a perfect political storm. And I'm going to say that the residual of that storm is going to be much greater than just what happened in the changing of the guard in Washington, D.C. From a local legislature standpoint, from a governorship standpoint, from a local commission, county commissioner, city council. I mean, it rippled all the way through down to the dog catcher. And in this year where redistricting must be done by constitution requirement after a census, this is huge, isn't it, this thing?
It's absolutely huge. And you know, we saw it coming for a long while, but neither the newspapers or the Washington press people really wanted to admit that Republicans were going to get anywhere, so they always said the other side. But you saw it, first of all, with the governors in New Jersey and Virginia, and they won a year ago, Chris Christie and Bob McDonnell, and then Scott Brown, of course, won up in Massachusetts
right.
in an outstanding race that nobody thought was going to happen. And then this past November election, the Republicans are now, they've got 53% of all the state legislative seats. State legislative seats,
yeah.
Not the Congress.
That hasn't happened since Reconstruction, has it?
Well, it happened almost that high in 1952.
Okay.
After the war had ended and the people decided government wasn't getting to where it ought to be. But now the Republican Party is going to do the congressional redistricting. I mean, Florida and Michigan and
yep.
Ohio and Pennsylvania, I mean,
mm-hmm.
all across the country. And we've already seen two senators announce this past week that they're not going to run for re-election.
Conrad.
Democrat senators, right.
Right. So, Conrad was one of them. Who was the other? Lieberman.
Lieberman, yeah.
Yeah, he's an independent, but he's really caucuses with the Democrats. And,
yeah,
and let me say this, Governor. Joe Lieberman is a patriot.
Oh, absolutely.
Joe Lieberman is a statesman. And I'd vote for, if he were a Democrat, Republican, or mugwump, I would support Joe Lieberman. I admire the heck out of Joe Lieberman.
Well,
I don't agree with a lot of things he does, but I love his intellectual honesty.
Yes, he's been a very good senator. He takes positions on things and explains them very carefully. But he's been there four terms now.
Yeah, yeah.
25 but, years down there, and that's that doesn't. That's
Joe Lieberman is a great American. But go ahead. You were giving us your report on this. What is this going to mean long term? What do you think?
Well, first, the Republicans have the House control of the House of Representatives now, and they're likely to for through the next election easily and for some time after that. Then the fact that in this election coming in a year and a half, a year and three quarters, 23 Senate Democrats have to run for re-election. Only 10 Republicans do. Mm-hmm. And the Republican seats, Arizona, Indiana, Utah, Tennessee, Texas, they look like they're going to stay Republican. Mm-hmm. And I think there's very large opportunities for the Republicans to pick up four or five more seats in the Senate and get control
and
there.
Could there be a reverse coattails kind of thing for the president? For a Republican candidate? A reverse coattail?
There could be, but you see the president changing pretty significantly. You saw his piece in the Wall Street Journal yesterday or day before, and he's, I don't know whether he's going to sign any laws that change things significantly, but he looked at that election and thought he got shellacked, to use his word, and he's very worried about it, so I think he's going to make some concession, but he is a very liberal president. He believes in that.
Governor, I predict one of my predictions for 2011 was that his poll rankings would go up this year. Would be a more popular president at the end of the year than he is now.
Well, I think he will make some significant changes in his policies to make the Republican House say, gosh, he's moving in the right direction, and we can help him with that.
He can try to seduce those guys. Governor, I got to take a quick break. Folks, look around you. You know, whether you like it or not, what happened in November changed a lot of things, and we're only just starting to see the impact of this. Whether you think it's a good thing or not, it's that the reality is there. We're going to come back. We've got more very important things to talk about with Governor Pete DuPont after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.